And right now we are going forward where we're joined by Julie Busby. She is with United We Stand, the United We Stand Project.
Improve racial relations and the racial discussion in our country. Julie, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
First off, tell us, what is United We Stand?
Well, United We Stand came about between a friend and myself. But here, some months ago, I had posted something on Facebook about how divided we have become in America, how it seems like no matter what issue we're talking about, it just seems like, you know, people cannot discuss things civilly anymore. And so he had reached out to me on Facebook and he said, hey, have you ever thought about putting together some type of forum, you know, in regards to this? And it was funny. I said, well, actually, I said, right before you called, I was doing that very thing. So we kind of felt like that was a sign we were supposed to do something. So he and I got together and we started talking about, you know, some of the different issues, you know, everything from politics to racial relations to the Me Too movement, men and women. It just seems like, you know, we've gotten more and more divided and we cannot seem to have civil conversations. So we decided to pick one topic and we decided to start with racial relations because we felt like out of all the topics, that kind of was like the hot button. And so what we did was we got together a group of men. We wanted to start with men and we, you know, picked a diverse group of people and we decided to come together and he came up with the title hashtag United We Stand. And so really the goal of the project was just to get people in a more intimate atmosphere, a more intimate setting to kind of begin to discuss some of these issues. Because what we found was it seemed like, you know, the media kind of is treating us all like these puppets. You know, kind of still throw a few isolated incidents out there and then and rather than trying to solve those problems, it's kind of like they're almost provoking and stoking the fire.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you take these topics and then you throw in social media and people are sitting there with their anonymity behind a computer screen, people say things that they would never say face-to-face. And so what we wanted to do was just kind of bring back that whole, like, neighborhood community feel. And what we found when we brought, you know, this group together, and by no means did everybody have similar ideas about race. There was, you know, different perspectives. But when we brought together these men, I mean, these were men, a lot of them didn't know each other. You know, afterwards they were exchanging numbers. But we just found that when you create an environment for civility, it actually, you know, it works. Like, it is possible to have different points of view and still be civil. And that's what we wanted to do, was kind of foster this.
Now, this took place in Dayton, Ohio. Tell us about the situation in Dayton, problems they're having there.
Yeah, I mean, in Dayton, you know, we've got our problems like anywhere. You know, we've got a major drug epidemic. I think we're number one in the U.S. right now per capita for drug overdoses. We're a very segregated city. You know, we've got our kind of, you know, your black part of town, your white part of town. So we felt this was a great place to do this. And we felt like if we can do this here in Dayton, you know, this will work in any city. But really our goal was to just kind of put this out there. It wasn't meant to be anything really formal. It was meant to be something very informal. And what we wanted to do was put together something that's simple that other people can say, hey, we can do this. So what we wanted to do by, you know, the title hashtag United We Stand, we wanted to encourage other people in cities all across America to begin to create these type of forums. And, you know, our suggestion is keep it small because the bigger you get, the less you can control it and the more anonymity people feel.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting in a circle, you know, by, you know, Jim or Assad or, you know, Michael or Ashton or whatever, you're less likely to say things without, you know, a filter. And so what we wanted to do was just encourage people, whether it be at your coffee shop, we did it at a coffee shop, so, or whether you want to do it at a community center or your church or whatever, is to get together these people and say, okay, how can we begin to change things in our city? And it doesn't have to be big. I think sometimes we get overwhelmed. We think it has to come from this macro scale, the government, but it doesn't. It comes from the micro scale. And what we mean by that is, you know, just your everyday interactions with people, you know, try to be more kind. And what we tell people is be proactive, be intentional in your kindness. You know, with all of the division and the racial tensions that we see being provoked by our media, you know, what we want to, you know, suggest to people is when you're, you know, I think, you know, most people have heard of the pay it forward. There was a movie about it, I believe. I never saw it. But, you know, a guy, you know, does something kind for somebody and he says, hey, what do I owe you? He says, oh, pay it forward. And so what we, you know, little suggestions we have to people, say you're at a coffee shop and you see somebody of a different race or ethnicity, just to be intentional about that, you know, grab somebody's coffee and say, hey, man, you know, just want to pay for your coffee. And they're like, oh, thanks. And then they say, hey, check out hashtag United We Stand. It's a movement to try to bring racial unity to our country and racial reconciliation. So just little small ideas like that, things that, you know, people think it has to be something big, but it doesn't. It can be something very small.
And I think what you're doing is so important, because I think one of the problems that we have is we really don't have, for lack of a better word, a safe place to kind of talk about these things.
Where, exactly.
You know, if someone goes and makes a comment that, you know, might be deemed offensive, but not out of malice, but just out of ignorance or something like that. I think that people are like, oh, I'm afraid because if I say the wrong thing, I'll get labeled this or labeled that. And a place where there's grace for that kind of thing and realizing, hey, this isn't a malicious thing. This might just be ignorance. And let's talk about that and help people understand. We just don't have a lot of places we can do that.
Exactly. And so what we did, I would make a suggestion to anyone listening, they're like, oh, I want to do that. You know, it was myself and Michael. So what you want to do is you want to have maybe, you know, one or two people facilitating. You know, I'm white, Michael's black. So you've got kind of the balance there. But each of us facilitated it. So, you know, and what we did was we did some research on statistics and stuff like that. And you don't want to get too caught up in statistics. But, you know, come and put together your own, you know, Q&A. And we would just kind of throw these questions out there. What do you think about this? You know, like there was an article in the New York Times where it said 69% of Americans think racial relations are at their worst level since the 92 riots in L.A. during the Rodney King case. So, you know, we would just come up with different questions like that. And we would ask them, you know, what are your thoughts on that? Why do you think that is? And then we would just get a whole, you know, gamut of different responses. But you want to have somebody facilitate it. So that way, if I always say if you do have the one crazy person in the crowd, you can kind of redirect that energy around. But I would also make the suggestion that, you know, we knew most of these people or they were a friend of a friend. So again, you don't get somebody in there who is like a fire stoker. So you want to know the group that you have or have some familiarity with that. And so that way, you know, you don't have somebody in there who's, you know, saying crazy stuff and it ignites things. But I would keep the group small. That would be my biggest suggestion. I think we maybe had like 12 to 15 people.
All right. If people are excited about this idea and then want to do something about it, do you have resources that you can provide? And how can people get involved?
Yeah. At this time, we don't have an official United We Stand Facebook page, but they can go to my website and they can contact me through there. There's a contact page. My website is Julie. It's J-U-L-I-E-N. And like Nicole Busby, BUSBY.com. So that's JulieNBusby.com. They can contact me on there. If they click on the podcast link, they can watch the video that we did. It's called Improving Racial Relations, hashtag United We Stand. And so we're planning to do another event. Multiple people contacted us and said, hey, man, I love what you guys are doing. If you do another event, can I participate? So we plan to be doing another one of those here probably in another month or so with another group of people. And so from there, we're looking to hopefully start having some action points and things like that people in the community and other places can get involved. But for right now, they can contact us on there, give us their thoughts if they have any questions, and we'd be happy to help them out.
All right. Is there a YouTube video, a video on YouTube?
There is a YouTube video, yeah. And again, if they would just put in Improving Racial Relations, hashtag United We Stand, they'll pull that up. Or like I said, they can go on my website, JulieNBusby.com, and hit the podcast link and the videos on there as well.
Awesome. Julie, thank you for what you're doing, and thanks for spending some time to share that with us. I think it's a really great thing.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.